Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Super Bowl champion? Check. NFL MVP? Check. Friend of the drive? Absolutely.
Pump fake it. Now cut it inside the five. He's into the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City! Patrick Mahomes, so patient, so patient. He waited. He exploded.
The only place in the country where you're going to hear from the Chiefs QB every week is right here on 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Touchdown! Kansas City! And Mahomes is on fire! Five consecutive touchdown drives!
Here's C-Dot and Patrick Mahomes.
Our conversations with the quarterback are powered by Google Fiber. A day late, but still the same great content that you come to expect whenever Patrick Mahomes joins us on the show. Our conversation with the quarterback starts with a toss-up question. When you think of Pete Carroll, do you think of him more as the Seahawks coach or the USC Trojans coach?
To me, probably Seattle. I obviously know him well from USC. That was like my childhood. But the way he's able to win consistently in Seattle, definitely probably that's how I think I'll remember him.
My producer Rob always makes fun of me because he says nobody loves Peter Warwick from Florida State and Reggie Bush from USC more than I do. I just loved watching him play in college. Who were those college players that you grew up and you were just big fans of?
The two for me were definitely Vince Young and Jamal Charles. I was a Texas fan growing up, and definitely watching those guys. When I got older, they dominated, and I didn't get offered from Texas, so I ended up going to Texas Tech. But those are the two guys I watched growing up.
What was it like when you got to meet both of them?
I mean, it was awesome. Jamal actually gave me a signed University of Texas jersey, and I have it framed up. So that was definitely a special moment for me.
Didn't you get to like give him a carry one day whenever he retired? You handed him the ball or something?
Yeah, he wanted one last carry, so I gave him a handoff, and I mean, just a tremendous player, not only at Texas but here in Kansas City, obviously. And wish I'd have got to play with him a little bit because he would have made my life a lot easier.
What was it like to have your first game in Texas?
It was cool, man. I had a lot of family there, a lot of friends there, and to be able to go out there and win, and be 1-0 in Texas, it was definitely a special moment for me.
Were you more of a Houston, Dallas, or San Antonio guy?
Oh, Dallas all day. I grew up like an hour and 45 minutes from Dallas. I have a home in Dallas now. Knew a lot of people from there, and so I definitely was in Dallas way more than Houston.
Right now we're talking to Patrick Mahomes. He's joining us on the show today. Travis Kelce got you a gift. What are you going to do with his gift?
Oh, so I've been wanting to get one for a while, the Bear Brick things, and Brittany wouldn't let me get it. And so now she has no excuse. I get to have it. I'm going to probably throw it either in my game room or in my basement and the man cave-ish area. But she was not too happy about it.
So what are you planning on getting the team?
I got the O-line a gift that they got today, and they got him some golf clubs. I got him some designer luggage to take on the road. And some other little things here and there that they could have. And I also got the teams, some of my red and white Mahomes won. So kind of just trying to get everybody a little bit of something. And all the O-lines tell me they want to golf, so I got them all custom-fitted golf clubs. So hopefully they can pick up their game, and they'll be able to go out and have a few rounds with me.
Which player on the team is closest to beating you in golf?
The only one I play with that's close is Shane Bouchel, but he's a pretty good golfer. But, I mean, I know Chad Henne's a pretty good golfer. He has two older kids now, so he doesn't play as much, but he's a pretty good golfer. But no one's that close to me. I play with Travis probably 100 times. He's never beat me.
So I need to ask you a favor here. I don't ask you for favors for very often. Mitch Holthus came on our show yesterday and said that he really wants a Lynn Dawson Chiefs jersey, and I can't believe that he doesn't have one. Can you make it happen? I know you so know somebody that can get Mitch Holthus a Lynn Dawson throwback Chiefs jersey.
Oh, yeah, we can do that for sure. I mean, Mitch runs this place. So I don't know how he doesn't already have one. He gets everything he wants out here, man. That's the voice of the Chiefs.
Yeah, I was confused, too. It was really confusing that Mitch Holthus didn't have one. When did you know how many completions you had in a row on Sunday?
I didn't know until after the game when they told me right before I went to the media. So I had no idea about it. I was just trying to find a way to win. When you're in the moment, man, you don't think about that stuff. And it was a cool thing to have, but we're on to the next game now. Let's keep it rolling.
What's the most number of completions you've had in one game before, like together?
Oh, shoot. I mean, it couldn't be more than like 10 or 11. I mean, I'm usually a guy that's taking chances, throwing the ball deep. So, I don't get those completion streaks, but what the defense was giving me this last game, I took the underneath stuff, and I got that streak going.
I try to be real careful with asking you these kind of questions. I'm not trying to get you in trouble with the league. Do you have a clear understanding of what roughing the passer rules are? Because there were a couple hits that you took that I'm just watching other hits in the league, and I'm like, I think that's roughing the passer, but they didn't call it in this situation. Do you have a clear understanding of what roughing the passer is?
Yeah. I mean, I have an understanding of it. You know the rules. But at the end of the day, you're just playing the game. You let that stuff kind of handle itself. You let the refs make the calls. I mean, they're human too. They're gonna. It's a discretion call, so they're gonna make the calls whatever they think's best for the game. And I just don't. I try not to worry about it. I try to just go out there and play and find a way to win. And whatever happens, happens. I can only control what I can control.
You guys will obviously take the win in any situation, but with how you guys are playing, are you happy with the way you guys are playing right now?
Yeah, I mean, you want to continue to get better and to win these games with a little bit bigger margin. But I think the only good thing you can take from it is that we know how to win these tough fought games. And in the playoffs, that's how all the games are going to be. That even when we don't have our best stuff on that day, we're able to find a way to win. And hopefully, we can get some momentum going into the playoffs and maybe play a little bit better as far as as the turnovers go, as kind of keeping away from those. I think that's the only thing that's really hurting us. But other than that, I think guys are playing hard and they're finding a way to win at the end of the day.
What's your confidence that you guys can clean up some of your turnover issues? You guys have turned the ball over in 9 consecutive games. What's your faith that is something you'll get cleaned up come playoff time?
Yeah, I mean, I just knowing Coach Reed and knowing Coach Bieniemy and how what we preach on a day-to-day basis is we have a full understanding of we don't need to turn the ball over 5 points of pressure, making sure you're covering the ball through traffic, and we preach it every single day. So just knowing the culture that we have and how we do things, I think that stuff will clean up. And if I can stay away from throwing interceptions, I'm sure the guys will stay away from fumbling the ball.
You mentioned the margin of victory and just wanting to win these games a little bit more convincingly. That's kind of how I've felt these last couple of games. I understand that it's the NFL, everybody is tough, and you're just happy to get a win. But I think back to 2019 and the momentum that you guys were playing with heading into the playoffs. I look at 2020, the next year, and I thought it was a very similar thing. I'm still kind of waiting for that momentum to really kick in with these guys and feel like you're playing your best football at the most important times of the year.
Yeah, for sure. You want to be playing your best football at this time of the year, and we have to continue to get better and better. But we know it's going to be a great challenge for us, man. If you look at our last 3 games, you got Seattle, who's a good football team that's fighting to make the playoffs. And so that's going to be it's gonna be a great game and some cold weather. And then you play 2 division opponents. These three last games are going to be great games for us to build our mental toughness of how we prepare and how we play. So I'm excited to see how the guys respond.
Right now we're talking to Patrick Mahomes here for a couple of more minutes. You mentioned playing your best football at the right time. I don't know if there's anybody on the team that embodies that more than Jerick McKinnon. He has been absolutely dynamic the last month or so.
Yeah, man, he's a great player, man, and he does stuff the right way. He takes care of his body. He prepares the right way. He just when he's in there, he seizes the opportunity. It's just a guy that whenever you protect that well and you can run routes like that out of the backfield as well as run the ball, you're going to be a big part of any offense.
How great is it to see that run game develop over the last month or so? I really feel like you guys have hit the groove in the run game with Pacheco. He's really developing well. McKinnon in the screen game. You're getting Clyde Edwards-Helaire back here down the stretch. I feel like the run game has really started to form its own identity.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that, I mean, it starts with the offensive line, man. I mean, they're doing a great job of getting those holes in the line of scrimmage, and the running backs are hitting them. And I think if you see with most teams, as as the year goes on, you usually develop your run game because, I mean, with training camp how it is, you don't get a lot of that tackle with the pads on and everything like that. So as the year goes on, the running back sees how the offensive line's blocking it. We get a good understanding of what run plays we like, and guys continue to get better and better. So I think we'll continue to get better with that. And then be able to always pass off of it and make our offense a better offense.
I've got two final questions here, very different from each other. Number one, I saw Sterling had her first Santa trip. How was that?
It was awesome, man. We got to do it up at the Chiefs Christmas party, which is always a great event for us that the Hunts put on for us. And she actually wasn't too scared of Santa, but she was terrified of Wolfie, the mascot. So we got to make sure we keep her away from him for at least till she gets a little older.
I mean, that's at least understandable. I'm kind of scared of him, too.
Oh yeah, I mean he's got a lot of energy too, and she's a very calm baby. So I don't know if they mix right now. Maybe when she gets a little bit more energy.
Have you ever seen anything like the end of Patriots Raiders before?
No, not in the NFL at least. And I mean obviously the guy that it happened to is the true professional and someone who does stuff the right way. So you feel bad for him, but. I mean, it's something that you have to just try to make sure that you have a complete understanding before the play of what you want to try to do on that play. And one mistake can ruin any game, and it just happened to be his on that play.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today. Our conversations are powered by Google Fiber. Patrick, we always appreciate your time, man.
No, I appreciate you, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.